Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Roenick racing back into the safe zone. Got away from Kennedy. Cuts in around to check. He scores! Jeremy Roenick! An electrifying rush as he eluded one check. Then stick handled brilliantly around Wakalak and tucked it in. A great goal for Roenick.
Take it away as Jeremy Roenick's doing his disco dance.
Luke better leave the dancing to Roenick.
Go dance, huh? Okay. All right, it's Valentine's Day. We allow anything, right? Chrissy's all fired up. She's rocking the pigtails today. Folks coming in asking for her. That's very nice. Well, you're making a mark in this market. God, she's doing a good job. Very good job. She grabbed Jeremy Roenick on a very busy day to talk some NHL, to talk the Vegas Golden Knights, and he's on the horn with Cofield and company. How are you?
I am great. How are you guys doing?
We're good. So what are you doing today? Are you doing an appearance?
I am. I'm actually getting ready to go out to northern Chicago and sign autographs, kiss babies, take pictures. I'm doing all my I represent Coors Light out here in the Midwest, and these are a lot of fun for me. So get to go out and have some fun with the great fans of Chicago.
All right, well, let's get into what's going on with the Vegas Golden Knights. When I say that, do you kind of scoff at that? I guess our expectations are so high. It's like, whoa, they're struggling on home ice. What do you think's happening right now with the Golden Knights?
Well, I think, you know, it's been a pretty entertaining year and a half in Vegas for the hockey team. Yeah. There's no question. I think, you know, for them doing the almighty in the first year of making it to the Stanley Cup Finals and then having a very short summer and coming right back again, having to play 82 games, it's really hard to keep an emotional level that you're an excited level that you're supposed to going into games. I think this team has shown that they can win hockey games against anybody that they're playing. You know, they're just finishing the what they call the dog days, right? The games 40 through 55, 40 through 60. And these last 20 games, the last 20 games are when you really ramp up, try to get that last push for the playoffs. They're going to be fine. That's one team that I don't worry about because they work, and they work hard and fast. So it's just finding some breaks, too. You know, they'll be fine.
Do you think there could be an urgency issue with the fact that they're going to have a tough time catching anyone in front of them, and it doesn't look like unless they collapse, they can be caught from behind. So they're in this weird zone. They have to be unbelievable down the stretch. I mean, maybe they're a little bit relaxed in terms of urgency.
Well, I think that all has to do with the time of year. They started off the year terribly, and we all know that, but then they went on a absolutely torrid run. And now they're settling back down to earth. And you know that they don't. And trust me, when guys tell you that they don't look at standings and they don't read papers, they're lying. They're lying.
Yeah.
They read the papers. They know where they are. And that could be very, very true. They could feel very comfortable where they are and know that they're going to make the playoffs. And it's just getting there is really the big challenge.